Yeah. Welcome to the sit down. First and foremost, I still got my good friend Stacey Shaw. She's still here vibing with me on the sit down. So the one thing that I want to do, I want to get back to what Stacey was talking about. Before I do that, let me tell y'all something about this podcast, all right? This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about encouraging people to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth and no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interesting people of all nationalities and all different areas of life who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who spread unity, peace, love, awareness, and positivity. I will engage in conversations that will help us move the culture. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Earl Belton, and welcome to the sit down. Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the sit down. You know, y'all see her. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's on here right now, y'all see her. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I got attorney Stacey Shaw in the building. She's still here. This is the sit down. This is the hottest moving podcast moving around the city right now. And I mean, there's a lot of podcasts that's out there. There's a lot of people that's doing some positive things in this city. Hats off to each and every one of y'all. All right. Today, I got Stacey Shaw up here. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you see the link to this podcast, make sure you go and check it out. That's all that I'm going to tell you. Make sure you go and check it out, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, Stacey dropped some gems in the beginning, and you got to go and listen to it. That's all I'm saying. You know, that's all that I'm saying. You got to go listen to it. So, Stacey, we was with the 8 demands. So, first off, why'd you come up with 8 and why not 10? Why not 12? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me.
Well, I didn't have a certain number. I just knew what needed to be done to address the injustices against protesters who were, by and large, protesting peacefully. On break, we were talking. These guys that are around me are super, super smart. And so many people ask questions.
Yeah.
That is so important, because the inquisitive mind is the most important mind in the room.
Absolutely.
And so they asked, well, you know what? How did you know what you were going to do? So we were talking about, we're going to get into that. So, you know, I'm going to save that, but, we are going to get into later things that we need to do in the community. So
absolutely,
we were talking about the community and all of the injustices against protesters. So that's, my personal, hill that I'm going to die on.
It's your personal mission.
My personal mission is to make sure that people can exercise their rights. And so I came up with 8, not necessarily 10, because those were the things that I knew that needed to be addressed to fully fix what happened down at the plaza. And so I know there are a lot of organizers that have been working for a long time on the Black Lives Matter agenda.
Okay.
And so that's their space. I don't want to step on any toes. I'm in my lane to make sure that protesters are supported. And so as they're advocating for all of our rights, they're advocating for me, for you, for everybody.
Absolutely.
And so their work is going to benefit all of us. And I want to make sure that they are still able to do that work that is so imperative to this radical and very reasonable needed change.
Absolutely.
And so we left off on number 3, which was the bond condition, which I'm subject to. And number 4, an immediate moratorium on the necessity to post cash bail for nonviolent offenses.
Okay.
This is really important, because a lot of people that are being arrested don't have a lot of money. They're young.
Yeah.
People that maybe unemployed or maybe homeless, they have a right to have their views heard as well.
Yeah.
But if you don't have money to get out of jail, it's a nonviolent offense all you were doing was allegedly not following police orders,
yeah,
you're going to be shipped out to Vernon County if you don't have money, yes, if you can't pay a bondsman. My yes. bond was $500. Luckily, I had the money to post the bond.
Yes.
Luckily, I had people that were sending a bondsman for me that, yes. you know, the bondsman was paid for.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that luxury. Not everybody is that fortunate.
I Absolutely.
Am very, very lucky that I have had the ability to get out. But that yeah. is not the reality for everyone. And yeah. that's a hindrance to people's freedom,
Absolutely.
You know, especially for nonviolent offenses. And so if you're down on the plaza and you're exercising your First Amendment right, and you're subject to the subject to this beat cop, you know, like this rank and file police officer,
yeah.
to his discretion whether you should get arrested or not, you definitely should not have to be doubly violated by not
Absolutely.
Only getting this charge, but then also having to pay money.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
make
to get
no
out.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Somebody's making money off of you getting
Absolutely.
Illegally arrested.
Absolutely.
And so we definitely need to stop that immediately.
Yeah.
Number five is a complete elimination of the cash bail system for nonviolent offenses, period.
Okay. All right.
Period.
Okay.
There is no reason. The reason why we have a bail system,
yeah.
the bail system is only to give you as much bail as required
okay.
for you to appear in court.
Okay.
If you have a nonviolent offense that you only facing like a fine for,
yeah.
it's unreasonable to think that you're not going to go to court.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
let someone
yeah.
prove that they're not going to go to court before
yeah.
you require them to post a bond. So it's absolutely unnecessary. It unfairly and disproportionately affects lower income and minority communities, especially because we're policed more.
Absolutely.
That's
we're
what we were talking about during the break,
yeah.
about policing. We're talking about black on black crime. Let's talk about the heightened violent nature of having police in the community.
Absolutely.
If you've seen my lives after the police were completely de-escalated and taken out of the plaza,
yeah.
there were no more violent offenses. There were no
yeah.
more, there's no more looting. There were no more arrests. People are chilling, just holding up signs.
Yeah.
And so who
yeah.
was the real problem?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah.
the community or is it the police?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
I mean, because and I'm a witness. And so I'm a person that has to work with police, that see police,
yeah.
that have, you know, that have to have some sort of, sometimes it's adversarial because they be arresting my clients.
Yeah.
But, so,
yeah.
you know, when people come into me, they have this story of this encounter, usually negative, with the police.
Absolutely.
And so if you have less police in a community, it doesn't mean that that it's going to be more violent. It's going to be, there is less antagonism.
Absolutely.
In that community.
Absolutely.
Why do you think that there is not very much crime in Olathe? Or in Overland Park?
Say it.
Or on the plaza?
Say it.
You know, in these million-dollar homes. It doesn't
yeah.
mean that there is,
yeah.
It doesn't mean that there's more crime in our communities.
Yeah.
It's just that there are more police antagonizing people all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely.
And so,
absolutely,
that's one of my biggest things, no cash bail. And then the sixth thing is an independent investigation and public inquiry.
Oh,
not
yeah.
private,
oh,
public
yeah.
inquiry.
Oh, yeah. oh,
I
yeah.
want some testimony before Congress or the City
absolutely.
Council. That's
Let's
on Channel
it.
2.
Let's
I want
it.
That. And
yeah.
then of police misconduct or police conduct during the protest. Because
okay.
I want to know everything that happened.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to tell me what police misconduct is. I
yeah.
want the public to decide that
yeah.
this was acceptable or not acceptable.
There we go.
And so it needs to be public. No more
there
backdoor
we go.
Deals. No more backdoor
there
congratulatory
we go.
Letters
yeah.
that somebody with a cell phone had to catch you in
yeah.
the act.
No more. And no more damn congratulations neither. No damn congratulations letters from that person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, y'all called him the mayor. That dude, we don't need no damn letters congratulating people.
And number seven, and this is, we have assigned a legal task force specifically to address number seven.
Yeah.
And that's the investigation, discipline and or termination of officers violating established standards of professionalism.
Absolutely.
So we have got to hold these police officers
Absolutely.
Accountable. We have to get these cops off the street.
Yes.
Because if they have one violation, people just don't like up and start beating people up on the first day of the job. Okay, no. They just don't do that.
Absolutely,
this is
not
an accepted and learned behavior that they've gotten away with over and over again.
Yes, it is.
And then
at first,
it's a small infraction. Maybe it is, you know, just using a little too much force when you're putting on the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Then you're emboldened when nothing happens.
Yeah.
And then you escalate it to shoving somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And then when nothing happens again, then you punch somebody in the face.
When that doesn't happen,
then you start tasing them. Then you pepper spray them.
Yeah.
Then you shoot somebody, an unarmed citizen, because you have been able to operate with impunity for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more.
I'd have had everything happen but mace. The shoving, the handcuffs too tight. I done had all that. I done had encounters with the police just because of my family or whatever. But at the end of the day, I want to see these people go down. That's what I want to do. I want to see them go down.
And the last thing, and I think that what could have prevented violence outside of police misconduct is published rules of engagement for protests.
Yes.
Publish rules of engagement because I want to know what actions I'm going to take for you to escalate the use of force against me.
Absolutely.
Some people stepped off the sidewalk. A 15-year-old girl, are you going to projectile mace her for stepping off the sidewalk?
Yeah.
And there's 4 feet between you and her, and you're going to mace her?
Yeah.
You don't even give the order? I mean, the video speaks for itself.
Yeah. Not even say just get back or nothing. Just automatically goes to mace.
Get back.
Yeah.
Because you could have directed that to her father, which was standing next to you. So then after you mace a 15-year-old, as disgusting as that is, then you are going to continuously and excessively mace her father and then arrest him when he has an objection to you macing his 15-year-old.
15 years old.
You need to be arrested.
What was this officer's name, Stacy?
I don't know.
You don't know it?
I don't know.
I hope somebody with a camera got that.
Finding that out.
Yeah,
that's going to get found out.
We need to know.
That is going to be revealed.
We need to know who that is.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm telling you, if you got the video from where Terrence Maddox's daughter was maced, I need to see that video. I need to see who the police was.
And so what's really important, that video was shared over 80 million times.
80 million?
80 million. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh.
And so, yes.
Jesus, look. See, if we can share some stuff that really, really, really causes and helps to bring change. I was just telling people this earlier today, Stacy. And, you know, when I told people that you was coming on the sit down, you know, and I know a lot of people didn't believe it, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But this is what I told them. I told them that, you know, it's so easy. I'm going to tell you, two ways to get your ass off of my page. I'm going to tell you two ways to get your ass off of my page.
I want to know.
Number one, you send me this shit like this right here. Send this out to 25 people and you're going to get blessed. What the hell I need to send something to 25 people for to get blessed? I'm already blessed.
Amen.
Here's what I'm going to do for you, buddy. You're out of here.
You're out of here, buddy.
The second one. This is the second way to get your ass off my page. Quick, fast, in a hurry. This right here. Make this go viral. You know what? I'm going to make this go viral. You out of here. You know what I'm saying? First of all, this is what we do. People keep sharing nonsense over and 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 over. Here's the thing. Stop. I'm going to tell you, that's the quickest way you off my page. People talking about, man, I didn't know you deleted me. Yeah, because you send me that make me go viral and send this to 13 people in order to get blessed. I'm already blessed.
Mm.
And here's the thing about it. You want to make something go viral? You want to make something? Make the sit down go viral. That's what you can do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you can do. You know, but Stacey, here's the thing. I want to ask you this. All right. So are there any guidelines that protesters should know when they're going to these protests?
Well, what I learned the hard way is that you need to have your bail person's number written in Sharpie on your arm.
Absolutely.
So that's the first thing. Because I could only remember one number, and that was my sister in St. Louis, and it was 11 o'clock at night. So I was just praying that she was going to answer. Yeah. So I always write the number of the person that I'm going to call when I need to get bailed out. That's number one. Number two, if you are arrested, make sure, and I didn't do this because I was so shocked that it was happening, make sure you call out your name. My name is Stacy Shaw. Someone may be coming to look for me.
Yeah.
Tag me with videos of my arrest so that you are collecting all of the evidence for your upcoming trial or litigation.
Absolutely.
And so make sure people know around you. Then also, don't resist arrest. Because that's how a lot of people end up getting hurt, because they're resisting arrest. And then the officer, in their mind, they have the ability to escalate the use of force against you because they're trying to get you in the handcuffs. And so, you know what? The entire time, I was like this on the curb.
Yeah.
I was like this. Anytime you ready.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, you can put your hands down. Okay.
Yeah.
Right here. You don't have to force me into handcuffs. I'm ready to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, because you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. Absolutely. I learned that personally.
Hello. Hello.
There was nothing. Once they decided that they were going to arrest me, there was nothing that I was telling them that was going to change their mind. I told them, I'm an attorney. You see that I've been down here as a peacemaker and as a mediator. And they arrested me anyway. They didn't care. Once they made up their mind, it was done. So that's fine. Go into the handcuffs. Number three, make sure you are not taking weapons or drugs to the protest. I've had people that have, I mean, a legitimate concern that people are having is that police are putting stuff in their cars. I have heard that on multiple occasions.
I heard that too.
Yes. So what you need to do, what I tell people on live, make sure on video and then send it to people so it cannot be deleted. You search your friends on the video. These are my pockets. This is my car. There is nothing in my car. I have no weapons. I have no guns. So if you find weapons or guns, I did not put it there.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. So now, Stacy, let me ask you this, you know. And this is just a question I want to ask because I want to ask you personal opinion.
Okay.
Why do white cops feel that they need to use excessive force or shoot to kill us when we had the white guy that shot up a whole church and killed people and they took him in alive? But guess where they took him to, Stacy? On the way to jail. Burger King.
I was hungry. I asked for water. They didn't give me any water. They didn't even have toilet paper in the cell. Okay? They didn't have soap. All right?
Stacy.
Listen. I got no water.
What is your opinion on this? What is your opinion on this?
It is based in racism. And we have to understand the historical context of the police.
Yeah.
That came out of slave catchers.
Yeah.
We have to understand the historical context of racism and how black and brown people are viewed as menacing, as criminal.
Yeah.
Just because we have allowed that paradigm, that wrong way of thinking to stand for too long. Right now, the real revolution is that white people are being challenged about their viewpoints. White
Absolutely.
People are being challenged about racism.
Yeah.
They're being challenged about why we are disproportionately and unfairly policed and punished and killed.
Absolutely.
And so now that everyday Joe Q public is now having to challenge their paradigms and challenge their strongly held beliefs, that is where the real change is going to come.
Yeah.
And so until we start getting officers that truly are not racist, then we're going to continue to have that problem.
Absolutely.
And remember, I'm 37.
Yeah.
My generation is the first generation born after segregation. Think about that.
Wow.
My mom was born into segregation in 1957.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was born in 1983. Yeah. So people that were born in 67, so my mom 57. So 67, there was still, you know, even if it was illegal, there was still segregation. Very rampant in 67. And then you think about 77. So that is still kind of in my generation. So my older sister was born in 78. So my brothers and sisters are the first generation born out of segregation.
Yeah.
And so our children are going to be the first generation that was not born from somebody in a segregated America.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
And so this is very recent. And so some of this stuff, We are now forcing it, and that's why young people are so important. And that's why I say I'm not a leader of the protest. I'm not the leader of Black Lives Matter movement. These young people are. Yeah. And so I'm just using my platform to amplify their voice. Absolutely. And so if you look on my status from yesterday, Mayor Quentin Lucas actually jumped on my status when I posted that thank you note, and he directly was replying to people. And he said, "Stacy, how did I betray the promises of young people?" And I waited.
Okay.
Because I don't speak for the young people. Okay. And then two of the organizers for Black Rainbow, a young black protest group, they spoke. And, and then I replied to the mayor, these young people can speak for themselves. And they've already spoken for themselves. Absolutely. So this is a movement. These young people are out here.
Yeah.
Not pastors, because I've been out there. Ain't no pastors out on
the Are you line. Kidding me? There's no pastors out there?
Not after 6 o'clock when I get there.
Well, maybe they got Bible studies.
I don't know. Listen. The people that are out there that are risking their liberty, and there are no lawyers. Where are the black lawyers?
Yeah.
Where are the black lawyers?
Yeah.
We need to be out there with these young people, because it is less likely for the police to start bothering people if there are clearly marked attorneys in the crowd. Yeah. I got vests that say lawyer on them. Anybody that wants to attend a protest to protect the rights of these young people, I got a vest for you. You'll be clearly marked.
Well, Stacy, I'm not a lawyer, but do you got a vest that say he's not a lawyer? I need that vest.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No problem. I got you hooked up. Shout out to, and thank you so much, Earl, for using your platform.
Man,
because we have people that are contacting me. They're using their business. I have Thomas Designs, and I want to make sure that I get it right.
Yeah.
I have a woman who said anything that you need for, and it's Thomas Customs. You can find them on Instagram.
Shout out to Thomas Customs. We need to have Thomas Customs on the show.
Yes.
So if you know them, tell them that I would like to have them.
And Marinade Clothing. They donated. They donated masks. Custom printed masks. They donated bags. They donated vests. They printed all of the vests for the lawyers.
It's anybody like that know them. Yes. You know them personally?
Yes, I do.
I need to have them on the show.
Yes, and so anything that you need for the protest, and she said the owner is a black woman. She said, I can't be on the front lines because I have an immuno issue. So she had recently been sick.
Right,
and so if you've ever been sick, like if you've had pneumonia or the flu or something like that, or you've ever had a surgery, then you can't be out there with a lot of crowds right now. Or you know what? If you can't risk getting injured because you are, you know, providing for your family. So she said, I can't, for my own personal reasons, I can't be at the protests, but I want to use what I can to support the effort. And so she owns a custom printing company. And so she is using her business to support the movement. I have people that are donating to One Struggle KC for bail support, for litigation expenses, that are donating to KC Community Bail Fund to help people get out of jail. My sister had her hip surgery, so she's like, Stacy, I feel so bad that I can't be out there protesting, but I am with you. So I am sharing, I am donating money, I am writing emails, I am sharing that petition, and anything that you need, I got you.
Absolutely.
And she's the person that's in charge of when I go to jail to make sure I get bail out.
Absolutely.
So that's something.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all this. If you have not shared the link to the sit down, if you haven't told anybody about the sit down, first of all, let me explain something to y'all. If you haven't checked out season one, you haven't checked out season two, three, four, five, or six. If you haven't checked out season seven, what the hell are you waiting on? Because you know what? I'm in season eight, baby. That's where I'm at. That's how much work I've been putting in.
Yes.
That's how much work I've been putting in. All right. So I'm going to just tell y'all this right here. You know what? My mama used to say this one statement. My mama said, I ain't fattening no frogs for no snakes. You understand me? She said, I ain't fattening no frogs for no snakes. So this is Stacy, this what I want to do. I really want to do this, and I really need you to explain this to the people. Please explain this to the people before you go. What is it that you want the people to do? How do we get involved with it? What do you want to accomplish? Because, damn it, I'm behind you.
Well, the first thing, because my platform is really protesters' rights. And so there are, you can get involved with protesters' rights. You can inbox me and I can plug you in. Supporting groups like One Struggle KC, KC Community Bail Fund, young people like Black Rainbow, all of them have Facebook groups. The biggest thing that we have to do is have teeth behind some of this. Yeah. And that is registering to vote.
Yeah.
Imagine having a voting block. 10,000 people can deliver any election in Kansas City.
Okay.
That's it. We need to register to vote. We need to get out there and let these politicians know that you will mess around and lose your job.
Absolutely.
Messing with us. We will vote you out because it is a job.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's an election coming up in November. The governor is up for re-election, and guess who's in control of the Kansas City Police Department? Governor Mike Parsons, who's up for re-election. He can lose his job.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yes, and so that's a really big...
Look out, Mike!
Look out, Mike.
Look out, Mike!
We're coming for you.
Yeah.
And so, and then also, Alicia Kennedy is running for lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
A Black woman running for lieutenant governor in the state of Missouri.
Yes.
Has there been a statewide elected Black woman? I'm going to say no. So she would be, I think, the first one, but definitely the first Black lieutenant governor. But, so that's a plug. Make sure that we are supporting...
Yeah.
Politicians and holding them accountable. That's really important. So when you see me go live, please share our content. Share our content. And so that's a big thing because so much of our advocacy is taking place on social media.
Yes,
that is putting a lot of pressure on our government. You don't think that it is, but it's putting a lot of pressure on City Hall, on the court system. They're feeling it.
Yeah.
They're watching us.
These unlawful arrests, I mean, of course it is. You know, it's got to be doing something. I mean, you know, this is what I want to do. I know that you have been involved with this lady, and I want you to kind of tell us, Megan Marshall.
Oh my God, I love Megan Marshall.
First Black woman elected Lee's Summit School Board. First Black woman.
Yes, she's amazing.
You know her personally.
Oh yes, I do.
I need to have her on to sit down.
Oh, of course.
Definitely.
And she is so for the community. Like, she is so for the community.
Yes.
She's a 20-year veteran of the Marines.
Yeah.
And she is a really big advocate for our children.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you think that, oh, I've made it. I've gotten out to Lee Summit and my children have access to this amazing school district.
Yeah.
But they are treated horribly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, very racist, unfair conditions that they're having to deal with. And she's fighting. And that's why she ran. And she got the most votes of any person in the history of the school, of the Lee Summit School elections.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations, Megan. Megan Marshall. We got to have her on the sit down. So, Stacey, anything you got planned, anything that we need to talk about, I know you're busy. First off, here's what I want to do. I just got to do this. You know,
thank you.
For you being here. You know, for you giving me this opportunity. I'm also going to share this one piece of information that nobody knows. I will be publishing another edition of Exquisite Connoisseur Magazine, the business issue. So, Stacey, you was on the cover of the last magazine. People was like, why'd you put Stacey Shad on there? Because I mess with Stacey.
Ah,
that's what I'm talking about. That's
yes.
What I'm talking about, girl. And I'm going to be doing another issue of the business issue. And so whatever it is that you want in the business issue, we definitely need to get together and make that thing happen. But anything you got, any plans, anything that, you know, we need to look out for, you know, any last words, what is it that you would like to say?
Oh, of course. So I am participating as a supporter in the protest tomorrow. So tomorrow at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
9:30 a.m. in front of police headquarters. We are going to be protesting the police. So Black Rainbow is that group that I told you about. Please look them up on Facebook.
Okay.
They are very, very organized. They're already working with lawyers. They're already working to draft policy to submit to the city council.
Okay.
These young people are here for it.
Okay.
Okay. So when you see, like, KC Protest is another group, Facebook group that you can log on to find out where protests are. We need more people. We need more people. We need more lawyers. We need pastors to be out there with those young people because that is their protection. Absolutely. And whether you think it matters or not, it does matter when lawyers are showing up and they and we are watching, not as legal observers, because once you're a legal observer, you're not a part of the protest. I want you to know I'm a lawyer. I am here protecting these protesters, and I am going to say something if I see that you violated their rights. Absolutely. I will be the first person whose signature is on the signature block of the petition with your name on the very beginning of it. We're not playing around with you. And so, but when you have that level of credibility with lawyers, with pastors, with people that are recognized as leaders in our community.
Yes, we need that.
Yes, we do. Because then young people, they need guidance. They need our protection. And they are on the front lines advocating for change for all of us. So I need people to start showing up to the protest. I need you to get on to One Struggle KC, like their page, support their efforts, because they are in line with the Black Lives Matter movement nationally. And they are really showing up for people of color.
Okay, okay. So Stacey, some of these organizations that you mentioned that has these groups on social media, I'm gonna just put this out here. I want to have those young people on the sit down.
Of course.
Any of the people that you
know. When you want to.
yeah, we need to set that up. I mean, you know, whatever it is, I want to hear their views. I want to hear what they have to say, because at the end of the day, they have a voice and they are out here, and I really and truly. I want to give them that. And Stacey, now let me ask you, what should we do when we go in to protest? What information would you put out there that we need to follow?
Okay, first, have the person that's going to bail you out their number written on your arm in permanent marker, and then make sure you communicate with them when you're going to the protest and to keep their phone on and wait for you until you call them and tell them that you are home, not just leaving home because the police are following people home.
Yes, that's true.
And sometimes I've heard reports of them following people over the state line.
What?
Over the state line.
Oh, wow.
From Missouri to Kansas.
Oh, wow.
So, it's finna go down. Yeah. Okay, it's finna go down. We are holding people accountable. Yeah. And the second thing, make sure that if you do not have bail and you still want to go, make sure that your bail person has the number to One Struggle KC. And so we're going to tag this in this thing, but you know what? I want to make sure that I get that phone number to them. And so I'm looking it up right now, the number that they can call for bail support.
Yes.
And then also make sure you do not resist arrest. It's super important because you could get hurt and then they could use additional force on you.
Yes.
And so the number to One Struggle KC is 816-974-6169. 816-974-6169.
Okay.
That number is manned at all times. You just have to leave a message with the person's name and number. First and last name, where they're being held, what their charges are, and they just go send a bail person to them.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? They just send the bail bondsman there.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so it's real. So make sure that you are getting in touch with them and leave a message, and they'll come get your person. Okay, and they are raising a lot of money because a lot of people of color, we do not have the same resources.
Yes,
and they are making sure that we have resources that are going to show up for us.
That's
and so,
what I'm talking about.
Yes. And then, so the last thing, you want to make sure, in addition to not resisting arrest, make sure the people around you are filming your arrest and tell them your name so they can tag you on social media.
Yes.
I didn't get the chance because I was so shocked. I couldn't even follow my own advice.
Right.
But make sure to say, my name is Stacey Shaw. Go and tag me in your video. Go and get on my page and tell people that I got arrested.
Absolutely.
So because my family thought I was dead or in the hospital.
Yeah, see, that's tragic.
And so they were freaking out. My sister was frantic because nobody could find me. They were starting.
Yes.
They said, you know what? We can't find her. No one has seen her at this protest.
Yeah.
we need to start calling hospitals.
Absolutely.
She may have been killed.
We got to get this out here, people. People, please, please, please be careful when you're going out here. Please follow the advice of Stacy.
Yeah. But we got you. I hear about a protest we're sending. If I hear about a protest, we are sending out a lawyer. We have people on the ground. So we have security on the ground. One Struggle KC has security, has medics. They have me. They have a team of lawyers on deck, baby. We have your back. If you are out there protesting for all of us, we are supporting you. So thank you so much. I got to put a shout out to my clients because a lot of people don't realize I'm not a nonprofit. And so everything that we do for the community, we do out of our own resources. We don't get any grants. We don't get any scholarships. So we do everything 100% as a for-profit business. We just take it out of our revenues. And our clients have been so supportive because people, I represent generations of clients. And so I tell people, I don't care what y'all say about me on social media for real, because I represent somebody's grandma, their mother, their cousins, their uncles, their kids, multiple generations of people. And most of our business comes from word of mouth because so many of our clients and so many people in the community have supported our mission, not only to make legal services widespread access to legal services available to people in Kansas City. They also support all of our pro bono and community outreach efforts.
There we go.
People don't realize that we have a 5-tier community outreach platform. Healthy Families, which is our family law. Healthy Businesses, which is our business advising. Freedom, which is our felony expungement. A lot of people don't realize we have financial aid available for all of our programs. Oh, we do free warrant recalls. And so if you don't have the ability to pay, we're going to work with you with payment plans. We're one of the few attorneys that actually truly do payment plans that are on your pay schedule. And so we also have our voters' rights. So you'll see us out of every single election where we are voting for officials. We're supporting local campaigns. We also support, we have an educational program. People don't realize anytime you ask me to come present to a group, if it is a book club, I will be there with my projector and PowerPoint.
I know that for sure.
For free. Absolutely. Don't matter what y'all want me to talk about. So anytime the community needs support, if we can do it, we absolutely say yes. We never say no. And so if we don't have that resource, we'll definitely find that resource for you because we work with lawyers all over the city. And so we're just asking for, I just want to thank all of my supporters, everybody that has been sharing, liking, and commenting on these lives. That's how we're able to get this information out so quickly and so clearly to so many people because of your advocacy and your voice. And so I just want to thank you guys for showing me so much love. I have so many people in my inbox just encouraging me because people don't realize I work 7 days a week and up to 16 hours a day. Every single week, and especially since this has happened, I've not had a day off. I've been arrested too, so I'm emotionally exhausted, but I'm still going for the community because people think I'm mad that I got arrested. I'm just
we gotta give you a round of applause, you know, we got to.
And so I'm not mad because people see that I'm mad and I'm outraged. I'm not outraged for myself because I could get out. I know that I got a team of lawyers on deck. I got lawyers in St. Louis that heard about my arrest. Girl, when am I going to be able to come and represent you? Please set it for trial because you're going to have to be 5 lawyers deep. Okay, so I got like 100 years worth of lawyers to represent
me. That's what I'm talking
about. I'm not mad for myself. I'm mad for all of the stories that are not being told. For all of the people that have been unjustly arrested, that were innocent, that spent years in jail, and their stories were never told. And they were never vindicated. I am angry because now I got just a small taste of it. And it was, and I tell you, I've broken down and cried every single day just realizing that small piece that I had to experience just for 4 hours. But imagine having that experience over years and all of the frustration and anger that you did nothing wrong, but your life is taken away from you. That's why I'm angry. That's why I'm pushing for this. Because all of those stories that need to be told and all of those stories that have yet to be told that have not happened yet, we are trying to prevent that from ever happening, but amplifying all of those stories, and your advocacy is allowing that to happen.
Absolutely. Stacy, one more time, the petition. What do we need to do about it? How do you want us to get involved with it? Because we need to, I want to continue to push this thing.
Okay, so you go to change.org/KC protests, multiple KC protests with an S, and then you can share, please share, and please sign the petition, because every time a petition is signed, they give a little notification to the city prosecutor and the mayor.
Okay. So, you know, I know you gotta go, and you got an open platform, man. All you gotta do is tell me what you want me to discuss, to any information you want me to get out there. I'm gonna get this information out there to the people. Hats off to you. I really and truly thank you for this. This is really big. I really and truly thank you for this. I have a segment in the show, and I started this. It's called Tip Your Hat. A lot of people don't get the opportunity to hear people say, you know, great job, you're doing a great job, keep doing what you're doing. And then we just don't have people that know how to tip their hat to someone. So we here at the Sit Down, Stacey, we want to take this time to tip our hat to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this is the part of the show where I give you the quote of the day. And I've been listening to a lot of Muhammad Ali's comedy, and as I was listening to Muhammad Ali, the one thing that I really realized, man, that he was an advocate for young people. Man, he was an advocate for young people. But here's something I want to leave you with. All right, I'm gonna leave you with this. The world isn't black or white. It's filled with many rich colors, languages, and religions. The world is not black or white. It's filled with many rich colors, languages, and religions. That was a famous quote from Muhammad Ali. I'm your man, Earl B. I'm out, y'all.